Ask God to bless our study right now. Our Father, we thank you for your kindness to let us gather another Lord's Day and help us to gain the benefits that we can. Help us right now as we open our Bibles. Help us by your Spirit to understand. Help us, give us grace to walk according to what we learn. And we ask for your help in Christ's name. Amen. We are continuing. Last week, Stan Serbatovich was here. So 2 weeks ago, we commenced the study. We're working our way through the confession, the various doctrines that the Bible teaches, and we're on the doctrine of marriage. So we started in the beginning last time. We'll just have a quick review of Genesis 2:24. This is the foundational passage, telling us the design and purpose of marriage according to the one who created it, who is God. Genesis 2:24. Here we learn, "For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Now you recall a couple of verses prior to that in chapter 2 verse 18, God had declared that something wasn't good. And that thing that wasn't good was that man was alone, and God declared his purpose, that he would create a suitable helper for him. The beasts and the creatures provided companionship to some degree, but not a suitable helper. So the Lord, in verse 22, took creative initiative. There it says, "The Lord fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. And having brought the woman to the man, God then said," in verse 24, "For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." For this cause, for the cause of marriage, a man shall leave his father.